Shalom to all. Today's Tafas Bam Mitzvah Daf Mem Zayin, and we are starting Mem Vav on Beis, the bottom line with the words Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. And today's Tafas sponsor Leilu Nishmas Mar Shmerim Sar Bas Yaakov Maisha Herna Shama Shadav Aliyah and Leilu Nishmas Rabbi Yosef Yontif Ben Rosher Anshul His Neshama Shadav Aliyah. And we continue talking about Kinyan Chalipin Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Rabba says in Rav Huna, let's say Reuven hands a fistful of money to Shimon, and he says Mecharli Be'elu, sell me your item with this money. And Shimon did not count the money; he just took it. Kana, there's automatically a kinyan, which means that Reuven automatically acquires Shimon's item, even though he didn't do a mashiach on it. However, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph on top, the Yeshloi Al Vayna, he does have complaints of Vayna, which we're not going to get into right now what exactly Vayna is. The general idea, however, is that Vayna is problems with pricing, either overcharging or underpaying. Over here, that would be that if Shimon realizes that he was underpaid for the item, he can have a halacha complaint about that. And we analyze Shitas Rav Huna, Kana Afagav Doloi Mashach. Reuven's kind of item, even though he didn't do a mashiach, the Kim Doloi Kapit, since Shimon wasn't makbed on how much money was given to him, Kana Reuven's kind of it. Because like a kinyan chalipin. However, Yeshal Avayna, Shimon is allowed to have complaints of Avayna of pricing issues. Dimacharli ba'elu ka'amar le, because he told him sell it to me with this. So we're talking about a sale. Well, a sale has Avayna issues. Now Rav Abba Rav Huna, Rav Abba says differently in the name of Rav Huna. Macharli ba'elu kana. If Reuven hands money to Shimon, he says sell me your item, and Shimon agrees, so he's automatically kana ve'elu Avayna. However, Shimon cannot have complaints of Avayna. And continue to discuss this. Pshita, it's obvious. Damin ve'ein makbet alein. That when Reuven gave money and Shimon was not makbet to count how much it was. We said in Shitas Rav Huna, the kani, that he is kani the item, the chalipin damu, because it's like a kani chalipin. However, what about the following? Chalipin umakbid alayin mai. Let's say there's a kani chalipin, and he is makbid. He wants to make sure that the chalipin, the exchange, is a fair exchange. What do we say over there? Would we say that there's a kinyan or no? Some Rav Adabrava, he answers, Tashma, we have Bresa tells us, Harisha Itafis Barasheva Aymed, a guy's holding onto his cow and he's standing there in the middle of the marketplace, Ubachaverva Amrlai, and his friend comes along and asks him, Paras Chalama, what do you have your cow here for? Why are you just standing here in the middle of the marketplace? So he told him, L'chamar nitzar. I need a donkey. So the guy told him, Yashli Chamar, I have a donkey. Shani Naisen Lacha, I'll give it to you. Parasal Bakama, how much is your cow worth? He said, Bakach Bakach, it's worth $100. And the cow owner says, Chamar Chabakama, how much is your Chamar worth? He says, Kach Bakach, $100. And Mashach Baal Chamar Sapara, let's say the owner of the Chamar, he's Mashach Lapara, he takes the cow, Velay Hispik Baal Par Limshachas Chamar, and the owner of the cow didn't have a chance to do Mashiach on the Chamar, Achimes Chamar, and then the Chamar died, Loy Kanabal Chamar Sapara, the owner of the Chamar is not kind of the Para, and this is not a valid transaction. Shmami, no, we see from here, chalipin umakbid alein, that even when we're dealing with a kenyan chalipin, if they're makbid, they're making sure this is a fair exchange, like kana, there is no official kenyan. However, Amar Rav, Rava says, Atu chalipin b'shiftani askinon, do you really think that a standard case of chalipin is talking about fools exchanging their items with each other, deloy kapti, that they're usually not makbid on each other? Here, take my pen for your diamond ring. That's obviously not how it goes usually in a kenyan chalipin. El rather, kol chalipin mikti kapti, v'kana. All cases of chalipin, they're makbid, they want to make sure that it's a fair exchange, and there's an official kenyan over there. V'hachmai askinon, what are we talking about over here in this I saw where the kinyan didn't work, the Amar Leitz, where he told him, Chamar Reparu Utale. It's my donkey for your cow and a lamb. Umashchas Apar Vadai Loi Mashchas Atale. And we're talking about that he did a Mashiach on the cow, and he didn't yet do a Mashiach on the Tale as well. The Loi Havali Mashiach Ma'alya, that's not considered a proper Mashiach, meaning the kinyan Chalipin wasn't completed yet. And that's why when the donkey died before there was a Mashiach, it's not a valid sale at all. But in the standard case of kinyan Chalipin, the moment a kinyan was made on one thing, that automatically creates a kinyan for the other thing as well. And we continue analyzing Shitas Rav Huna, Amar Mar, we had just said, Macharli Be'elu, if Reuven offers Shimon a fistful of money, and he said, sell me your item with this money. Kana, he's kind of it. Yeshle Olav Ayna, and he complained about Ayna. Now here's what we're suggesting. Lema Savar Rav Huna, Madbe Anas Chalipin. Let's say the Rav Huna holds that a coin could create a Kinyan Chalipin, because we see that Reuven's handing money over to Shimon, and the moment Shimon takes the money, that means that Reuven automatically acquires the object, even though he didn't make a Kinyan on it yet. So that means Madbe Anas Chalipin, and we've been discussing this for the past daf and a half. So Gemara says, Loi, that's not so. Rav Huna Savar like Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Da Amar who holds, Dvar Taira Mais Kainais. Really, Midai Raisa, when money is paid for an item, that does create a kenyan. And when Bnei Ma'or Mashiach Kaina, why is it Chamim said that only Mashiach is Kaina, Gzeira Shem Yom Rilay Nisrichidach Ba'aliyah? It's because Gzeira, maybe the seller is going to say, the wheat that you bought for me, that you paid for already, it got burnt up in the storage house. And that's the Chamim were Geyser, that only Mashiach is Kaina and not money. However, Milsa Shechicha Gazbar Rabbanon, Umilsa Dolay Shechicha, Loi Gazbar Rabbanon. Only when we're dealing with a common case, that's when they were Geyser that Mashiach is Kaina. But an uncommon situation, like Reuven just handing over a fistful of money to Shimon and Shimon not counting it, not knowing how much it is, the Rabban were not geyser in that situation, so really midaraisa, there was already a kinyan when the money was handed over. And we're not talking about kinyan chalipin. And normally, Mar Huna braid Rav Nachman Ravashi, he told Ravashi, Aton hachimas nisula, this is how you learn it. Anan hachimas ninola, this is how we learn it. Bechain Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna also said, Ein matbea nas chalipin, the matbea is not nas chalipin. Now we move on to discuss a fundamental concept in kinyan chalipin. Bamek kainin, with what do we create a kinyan chalipin? Meaning, we've been discussing up until now that one main form of kinyan chalipin is also called kinyan sudr, where sudr, a kerchief is handed over, and when a kinyan is made on the sudr, that creates a kinyan for the other object. The question is, Who hands over the sudr? Who hands the kerchief over? Is it the koina to the makna, the buyer to the seller, or the makna to the koina, the seller to the buyer? So Rav Amarav says, b'kelev shel koina. We use the kelim of the koina. The buyer hands his kli over to the seller. The buyer wants the seller to be koina something from him, so the seller now is goymer das, and he's makin his item to the buyer. Whereas Levi Amar Levi says, b'kelev shel makna. It's the kelim of the seller. The seller hands his kli over to the buyer, and through that, the buyer acquires the bigger thing. Can be in come on, like we're going to say later on in a moment. So Rav Huna Diskarta L'Rava. Rav Huna Diskarta asked Rava, Levi, according to Levi, the Amar B'Kelev Shel Makna, that says that a Kinyan Chalipin works by the Makna, the seller, giving his Kli to the Kaina. Well, that's a problem because Haka Kani Ara Akav Glima. That means that property is being acquired through a Glima, through a cloak or a kerchief. And if so, Havali Nechasim Sheshlan Achrayas, V'Niknin Im Nechasim She'elan Achrayas. It means that property is being acquired through Metaltalin. In other words, when Ruvi makes a Kinyan on the Metaltalin, on the Sudr, on the kerchief, he acquires Shimon's property along with it. Vanan Ibchatanan, we have a Mishnah that says the exact opposite. Nechasim She'elan Achrayas, Niknin Nechasim Sheshlan Achrayas. The Metaltalin is acquired through a Kinyan on Karka, but not the other way around. So how could Levi hold this? So Amrlei, Rava told him, if Levi was here, have a mapik la'apach pulsa denura, he would shoot sparks of fire at you, which means he would put you in cherim for suspecting him of making an elementary mistake. Misar was glima maknilei. Do you really think that the seller is being makne his glima over to the buyer, and along with that, he's being makne his property? It's working totally differently. Bahi hana de kamakabel mine. It's with the hana that the seller receives, that the buyer is taking something from him, gomer va'aknilei, he's being gomer das and being makne his property over to the buyer. In other words, the seller gives something to the buyer, and when the buyer takes it from him, it's as if the buyer is giving him something. He's giving him a special hana that he's taking his item from him, so the seller is now makne his property to him. And therefore, we have no issues. And now the Gemara tells us, Ketanai, this is actually machlekes tanaim, whether or not we use kelev shel koina or makne. And a bit of introduction to this is necessary. We know from Megillas Ruah that Elimelech, his wife Nami, and two children left Eretz Yisrael due to famine, and all but Nami died, and years later she returned with her daughter-in-law, Rus. Now, Baez, the Shevet at the time, saw Rus and discovered that she was a daughter of his relative Naomi. And what's well known from the Megillah is that Baez married her, and she became the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. However, there was a very important halachic discussion which took place at that time. Baez, as the relative, has a mitzvah to purchase or redeem to be Gael, the properties owned by Nami and Rus, which they were about to sell. However, there was a relative who's closer than Baez, and he simply called either the Gael or Pliny Almighty in the Megillah. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Pasuk of Megillah Surah says, V'zois l'fanim v'Yisrael, and this is how it was done in Klal Yisrael, al Gula v'al Temura, in regards to Geula and Temura, we'll explain what this means in a minute, l'kaim kol davar, to confirm any matter, shalaf ishna l'vinos l'riyeu, a man will remove his shoe and give it to his friend. That's the end of the Pasuk. Now we explain it. Geula z'mechira. When the Pasuk says Geula, that's talking about a sale, and Mechen Yoimer also says in the Pasuk, lo yigael, which is referring to a sale, and Temura in the Pasuk, z'chalipin, that's talking about an exchange, and Mechen Yoimer have another Pasuk that says, lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai, and this is talking about an exchange. Continue to explain the Pasuk, l'kaim kol davar, shalaf ishna l'vinos l'riyeu, in order to establish any matter, a man would remove his shoe and give it to his friend, mi nasan l'mi, who's giving the shoe to whom? Baez nasan l'gael. Baez was giving his shoe to the gael, which means kelev shel koina, because Baez was the koina, which Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda says that no, it's the other way around, gael nasan l'Baez. It was the gael giving his shoe to Baez, which is kelev shel makne being given to the koina. And so here we see that the machlekes Rav and Levi is the same machlekes Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. The Gemara now continues with another machlekes, which we already brought up yesterday. This is machlekes Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Tana, we have a braisa that says, koina b'chli afal b'she'in b'shav pruta, we can make a kenyan chalipin with a kli, even though that kli is not worth a pruta. Now Rav Nachman says, loy shanu el b'kli. That's only talking about a kli. Avol b'peiri loy. But we're not allowed to use something which is peiris, which means something that's not a kli. Whereas Rav Sheshes says, afilu b'peiris, we're even allowed to use peiris, which means even though it's not a kli, we're allowed to use it for kenyan chalipin. Now my time Rav Nachman, what's Rav Nachman's reasoning? That we're only allowed to use a kli and not peiris? That's because Amar Kar, the pasuk we just quoted, says, na loy, his shoe. And what do we learn from here? Na in midach rin loy. It's only a shoe, which is a kli, but something that's not a kli is not to be used for kenyan chalipin. And my time Rav Sheshes reasoning, Amar Kruz, because the Pasuk says, L'kayim kol davar, to establish anything. And the way he understands this is L'kayim with kol davar. In order to establish in transaction, we can use anything, even if it's pay rise. Now, Rav Nachman, Nami Haksiv, L'kayim kol davar. According to Rav Nachman, the Pasuk says, L'kayim kol davar, what does he do with that? So the answer is, Ahu L'kayim kol davar, diniknin mimino. Rav Nachman tells us, the Pasuk L'kayim kol davar is saying that we can acquire anything with a shoe, but it still has to be a shoe, meaning it has to be a kli. And Rav Sheshes Nami Haksiv Naloi, what about Rav Sheshes? What does he do with the word shoe? Mashman has to be a kli, and it's not allowed to be pay rise. He would tell you that what's the word shoe teaching us? Just like a shoe is something that's called mesuyim. It's something that's whole, it's solid. So too, anything that's mesuyim is allowed to be used in kenyan chalipin. That excludes half a pomegranate or half of a nut. That's not a davar mesuyim, so that's not to be used as part of kenyan chalipin. And now that we have a clarity in this machloikas, Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman, the Gemara continues. Rav Sheshes Breid Rav Idi says, according to whom do we write the following nowadays? B'manu de kashal makanya bay, with a kli that's suitable to choir with it. And this is the lashon that's written in a shtar when a kinyan chalipa takes place. So according to whom is this line written? Now we're going to analyze each word individually. B'manu, it has to be a kli lafugim rav sheshes, that excludes rav sheshes, de amar kinyan beperes, who says we can even make a kinyan with peres, and it doesn't have to be a kli. What about the word de kasher? It has to be suitable. Lafugim de shmuel is excluding shmuel. Damru holds kinyan memzayin abez on top, b'maraika, then one could even use a maraika, play glalim, it's a kli made out of dung. We're excluding that because that's not considered a mana kasher, it's not a kli which is suitable. What about the next word, lemakanya, to acquire with? Lafugim de levi, that excludes shitas levi, damru holds b'kelev shal makne, it's a kli of the makne that's given over. Kamashmon, this teaches us, lemakanya, this word lemakanya means to acquire, v'loy liknuye, and not to transfer. And by using this word lemakanya, to acquire, that's mashma, we're talking about kelev shal kaina. The kaina gives over a kli so that he could acquire the seller's thing. As opposed to if the seller is giving something over, that would be a lashon of kinuye, to transfer, because he's giving over his kli in order to transfer his other thing. And therefore, based off of this line that's written in the shtar, we clearly see like Rav and not like Levi. We continue explaining. The word in the shtar is bay with it, and that's mashma that we're excluding something. Rav Papa says, l'mu'utimat beya, that excludes and we're not able to use a coin as chalipin. Rav Zvid, v'yitem Rav Ashi Amar, some say it was Rav Zvid, some say it was Rav Ashi, that says, l'mu'ute yisuri hana, it's excluding yisuri hana, something that one's not allowed to have hana from, is not to be used as part of a kinyan chalipin. Now, ikad amri, some say that bay, what does this word bay tell us? Amar Papa says, l'mu'utimat beya, it excludes a coin, and the word de kasher, what does that tell us? Amar Zvid, v'yitem Rav Ashi, l'mu'ute yisuri hana, that excludes yisuri hana, avol merika loy etzrich, but in regards to using this kli glalim, this kli made out of dung, that is not being excluded by the word kasher. So according to this version, we would be allowed to use a kli made out of dung. Now we go back to explain our mission where we said a simon kainas ha-matbeya v'chulu, and the continuation was the matbeya ain't a kainas ha-simon. So question is, my ha-simon, what is an ha-simon? Amar Avrav says, it's money that's given as a simon. It's like a token that's given to the bathhouse attendant. Every time a person walk into the bathhouse, he would give this ha-simon, which is basically a coin that's old and not really usable. And based off the amount of coins that the attendant has, he knows how many towels to prepare and how much hot water to make. And that's what an ha-simon is. So it's not real usable currency. The Gemara's Meisvei, we have a Mishnah Maaser Sheni that says, in Mechal and Maaser Sheni al Asimain, one's not allowed to be Mechal, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, onto an Asimain, and he's also not allowed to be Mechal as Maaser Sheni onto money that's given as a simon in the Beis HaMerchatz. So Mechal da Asimain, love Maaser Sheni Tanis Besimil Beis HaMerchatz. That clearly tells us that an Asimain is not the same thing as money that's given as a token to the bathhouse attendant. And Chitim, if you want to say Perushik and Mefarish, then the Mishnah is just explaining itself. V'holay Tani Hachi, we don't learn that in Braisa. What does Braisa say? Mechal and Maaser Sheni al Asimain, divi Reb Daisa. Reb Daisa says that one could Mechal Maaser Sheni onto an asimain, but Chamer and the Chamer say in Mechalin one's not allowed to do so. Vishavin, but they both agree she'in Mechalin amayis anitanis b'simon lebeis hamerchatz. The one is not allowed to be Mechal Maaser Sheni onto money which is given as a simon in the bathhouse. So we clearly see that an asimain and money that's given to the bathhouse attendant are two separate things. Elam Rav Yechon, rather Rav Yechon says my asimain. What's an asimain? Pulsa. It's a blank unminted coin. That's what it is. It's just a circle of metal that doesn't have the imprint on it yet. And that's Rav Yechon. Tamei Rav Yechon l'shitasai. Tamei Rav Yechon, because Rav Yechon says Reb Dais Rav Yishmael amru davar echad. Reb Dais and Rav Yishmael say the same thing. Reb Daisa had the Amran. We just quoted Reb Daisa previously, and Reb Yishmael Mahi. What about Reb Yishmael? The Tanya of a Brass that tells us, Vitzata Kesef Biyotcha, and you shall bind the money in your hand. And this is referring to taking money that has Kedushas Maaser Sheni and bringing it up to Yushalayim. What does this tell us? L'rabbis kol davar hanitz Rabiyad, anything which is bound in the hand. Divrei Reb Yishmael, that's what Reb Yishmael says. And what else besides for money is bound in the hand? That's a round, blank, unminted coin, which is not officially money. One could transfer the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto this, according to Reb Yishmael. And that's just like Reb Daisa. Whereas Reb Kiva argues and he says that no, L'rabbis kol davar sheyesh alav tzura, when it says v'tzarta kesef yadcha, it's telling us that anything that has tzura, anything that has an imprint, could have a kedusha of Maaser Sheni, namely even copper coins and not just silver ones. But according to Rabbi Kiva, we're not allowed to use a blank unminted coin. How we can explain the Mishnah? We had said Ketzad, how is this? Mashach amenu peres v'loy nasa loymais enu yachal achzer bay v'chulu, that if the merchandise was given, even though the money was not given yet, no one's allowed to back out of the sale. However, if only money was paid and merchandise was not transferred yet, one halachically is allowed to back out of the sale. Now here's the source of the machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in regards to money being kaina. Rabbi Yechon says, Dvar Taira ma is kainais midai raisa. When a person pays money for something, that creates an official acquisition, and there's a sale midai raisa over here. Bnei ma'or mashicha kaina. So why is it the Chum said that only mashicha is kaina? Because of the gzera, the seller might tell the buyer, oh, your wheat got burnt up in the aliyah, in the attic, in the storage house, and now the buyer's going to lose out on his money. The Gemara asks, why is that a svara? Saif, man deshada deleika by shlume. The bottom line is, whoever lit the fire, he's going to have to pay, so no one's going to lose out. The Gemara says, you're right. Maybe a fire is going to start by accident, and it's no one's fault. And therefore, imuk maslu b'rishu say, if you're going to say that it's still in the rishus of the seller, meaning even though he got money for the produce, he's still allowed to back out. Maser nafshi is going to be maser nefesh tarchu matzel. He's going to work hard and try to save it. And the reason why he would want to do that, even though again, again, midiraisa, it's not his produce anymore. Since midrabanan, he's allowed to back out of the deal. And maybe grain is going to go up in price. And so it's going to be worthwhile for him to back out the deal, give the money back to the buyer. And now he's going to be able to sell it at a higher price. So because of that, he's going to work hard to save it if there's a fire. But if you're going to say there's a 100% valid sale, even though the money was given over and no mashicha was done on the grain, so he's not going to be meiser nefesh to try to save it from a fire. Whereas the Shalakash Amashalakash says, mashicha mefreshes mina Torah. The Torah is explicit that only mashicha works and not money. And my time to Shalakash, what's Shalakash's source? Amakra, because the pasuk says, v'chisim kru memkra lamisecha, oikane miyara misecha. When you sell something to your fellow, or when you buy something from your fellow. And we focus on the word miyad amisecha. What do we learn from this word miyad? Davar hanikna miyad liyad is telling us something about an acquisition that goes from hand to hand, namely metaltalin. In other words, the way to acquire metaltalin is only through mashicha, through handing it from one hand to another. Now, this pasuk is not really talking about mashicha. The main focus of this pasuk is aina, which we mentioned very briefly at the beginning of today's daf, which is the issue of overcharging or underpaying. It's just Reish Lakish understands from this word miyad that we're also learning that only kenyan mashicha is valid and not money. Now, Rabbi Yechon Amar, what would he say to this? Miyad lemutei karka lo hazbeina. Miyad is just simply telling us that karka, land, doesn't have any issues of aina, and that's consistent with what the pasuk is talking about the whole time. Reish Lakish would respond to that by saying, im kain, if that's all the pasuk was telling us, lichtef kros, and the pasuk should have just said, v'chisim kru menker miyad misecha al tainu, when you sell something to your fellow, don't be ma'ane, oikana lomeli. Why does it have to say oikana talking about buying? Shema mina l'mashicha, it must be that part of the pasuk is talking about mashicha, that only mashicha is a kenyan and not kesef. V'yab yechon an oikana my avid lei. What does Rabbi Yechon do with the pasuk of oikana? The answer is, v'yab yechon tanya, he needs it for the following braisa. The pasuk says, v'chisim kru memker al tainu, when you sell something, don't be ma'ane the buyer. Ainli elishan is ana lekeach. I only know there's an issue of overcharging the buyer. Nis ana mecha minayin. How do I know if the seller was underpaid that there's also an issue? Tamalem, because the pasuk says oikana al tainu. So we see there's even an issue of oina when we're talking about buying something. Reish Lakish, what would he respond? Tartigar mene. He learns both from the pasuk, and we continue discussing this. Tana, the end of our mishnah said, Reb Shimon tells us, kol shakesef biyadoi. Whoever has the money, yada al yoina, he has the upper hand. Which means meicher hu dematzi hader bay. If the meicher was given the money, so he's allowed to be chazer from the sale. Like keach lematzi hader bay. The buyer is not allowed to be chazer from the sale. So Reshlema mois kainos. If you want to say midai rai, some money does create a kinyan, and it's only midrabanan that there's no kinyan, and we have to have mashicha mishamachi meicher matzi hader bay. That's why the meicher is allowed to back out when he has the money and the pairs weren't transferred yet, because as we said before, it's to his benefit that he could back out. If the price goes up, he'll return the money and he'll sell it for a higher price. And like Lekech Hader Bay, like Lekech is not able to back out because he already paid the money. But if you want to say like Reish Lakish says, then midaraisa, money doesn't create any kenyan, so Lekech Nami Lahader Bay. Lekech should also be able to back out. How does Reish Lakish understand Reb Shimon? From Lekech Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would tell you, Alibid Reb Shimon like Amino. I'm not saying what I'm saying, in Shitas Reb Shimon. Clearly Reb Shimon holds like Reb Yechanan. Kika Amino Alibid Rabbanon. I'm going in Shitas Rabbanon. The Gemara continues analyzing. Reish Lakish, we understand according to Reish Lakish, the money is not a halacha kenyan. Hanu deka ben Reb Shimon Rabbanon. So that would be the machlokes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon, like we just said. El Reb Yechanan, ma'ikah ben Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. According to Reb Yechanan, what's the difference between Reb Shimon and Rabbanon in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, ikah ben Reb Chizda. The difference is what Reb Chizda says. Darum Reb Chizda says, kederach sheteknu mashicha b'maychrim, kach teknu mashicha b'lekuchais. Just like the chomer metaken mashicha by the meicher, meaning in Kol's mind the mashicha wasn't done on the item, it's still considered the meicher's, and the meicher's allowed to back out of the sale. So too they're metaken the same thing by the lekeach, that he's allowed to back out of the sale, even though he paid for it. As long as he didn't do mashicha, he could still back out. Reb Shimon, less Reb Chizda, Rabbanon is with Reb Chizda. Reb Shimon does not hold Reb Chizda, as Reb Shimon said very clearly. The one who has the money, he could back out. But whoever paid the money, the buyer, he can't back out. Whereas Rabbanon hold Reb Chizda. And we have one more question. She's Reish Lakish. Tanan, our Mishnah had said that even when only money was paid and mashicha wasn't done on the object, so halachically we can back out of the deal. Aval Amru, however, they said, the Chachamim said, Misha par midar mabul, whoever punished the dar mabul, who also par misha ina amr bidiburai, he's going to end up punishing someone who doesn't stand by his word, and therefore it's not a wise idea to back out of this deal. Halachically you're allowed to, but the Chacham issued this Misha Para, this curse. So yeah, Rav Shlomo Mois Kainos, if you want to say Midai Raisa, money does create a Kenyan, Misha Mahachi Kaiba Aval. So we can understand a person would get an Aval for backing out. This Aval is the beginning of the phrase, Aval Amru, you're going to get a Misha Para. So we can understand a person is going to receive a Misha Para if he backs out. Because Midai Raisa, there already was a transaction that took place. Eliyahu Mois Ain Kainos, but if you want to say like Reish Lakish, the money is not Kaina, Amai Kaiba Aval. Why would the guy get an Aval? Why would he get a Misha Para? No halachic transaction took place. So the answer is, Mishum Dvarim. It's because of the words. He gave his word that this is what he would do. When a person simply gives their word that this is what they're going to do, and then they back out, they're going to get this aval, this misha para. How can they be? Vatani we have brisa. It says memchas amal alfan top. Reb Shimon says alfish amru. Even the chacham said talis kind of dinners of if ain dinners of kind of talis. When a kenyan is made on a talis, that creates the chiyuv for the dinners of to be paid, and not the other way around. Mikomakam kach halacha aval amru. But they said misha par me'anche dar mabul me'anche dar aflago me'anche hisdoyim v'amayru mitzrayim bayam. Whoever punished the people of the dar mabul and the dar aflago and the people of sedom and amayra and mitzrayim at the sea, who also the par misha ina emer b'diburai. He's going to end up punishing somebody who does not stay stick with their word. Somebody does business. That's nice of a nice saying. He does business just with words, meaning he gives his word. We're going to do this. This is our business deal. There's no kenyan. And if someone backs out of that, in racham, the racham are not happy with him. And here's the key over here. If Amar Rava, Rava says, lanu ela in racham, the worst thing that we have, meaning you do not want to have this applied to you, is that the racham are not happy with this fellow. And so we see very clearly from here that even though in racham, a person is not going to get a misha para when we're dealing just with dvarim, as we just said, when we're doing business just with words, people gave their word that this is what we're going to do, and they back out. So we say in racham, the racham are not happy with him, but there's no misha para over here. This is a question on the way we just tried to understand Rish Lakish in our Mishnah. So we answer, there's a difference. If there was a verbal agreement between them and there was also money paid, there was just no mashicha done on the object yet, and then somebody backed out, so then the person gets an aval, a misha para. Whereas dvarim v'lek b'dayumayis, if it was just a verbal agreement and nothing exchanged hands, not even money, like kai ba'aval, so then there's no aval and there's only ein racham neichemenu. So there's no stira, and we can still understand she does Rish Lakish in our Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this, trying to bring a raya for Rish Lakish, that midaraisa money does not create a kenyan. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.